Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the unique privilege of praying for you 365 days a year, anchored by Scripture. Today's reading is from the New Living Translation of Philippians chapter 1, verse 10, and it says this, "For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I do pray that I would learn and that those listening today would learn what really matters. Would you unveil our eyes from the craziness of this life? Because sometimes I think what seems to matter is getting things done or accumulating wealth or making a name for ourselves or following our dreams or always having our passion. And you know what? The world doesn't run around me. It doesn't revolve around me. It doesn't revolve around those listening to this prayer. It actually does revolve around you, and you and your kingdom is what really, really matters. So would you reorient our hearts today, that instead of building our kingdom and our ways and our control, that we would instead look to you and want to do what you want us to do, no matter how it might look or no matter how it might be scary and make us afraid. I just want to understand what really matters. There's more to this life than just making it through every single day, day upon day upon day, and mucking out an existence. There's more to this life than just eating and drinking and sleeping and waking up and doing work. Help us to lift our eyes above the mundaneness of today to find the holy intersection of you in the midst of it, so that we can understand that this is not just a life that we do tasks in and day out, but it's a life where we hear from you. Lord, would you help us and would you teach us how to listen to you, how to hear your voice, how to get into a posture of receiving from you. Your word says that we need to cease striving and know that you are God. You are going to be exalted among the nations and exalted among the earth. And I'm so grateful that your great plan is marching forward. But help us to be receptive to not only to rest, but to receive. And the only way that we can live these pure and blameless lives, which sounds completely impossible, is through the Holy Spirit within us and through our obedience and our ability to listen to you. So would you help us? Would you help us right now to hear what you have to say? Would you speak life over us? Would you sing? Your scripture says that you sing songs over us, and that is amazing to me. I pray you'd sing a song over the person listening to this prayer today. Sing a song of redemption. Sing a song of love. Sing a song of affection. Sing a song of grace. Sing a song of forgiveness. Sing a song of your power made perfect in weakness. Would you sing those beautiful songs over us today? We need to hear your holy melody. And Lord, for those of us struggling to live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return, would you help us just to simply take another step, to persevere, to keep going? Sometimes it seems like it doesn't matter. Sometimes it seems like no one's watching. And sometimes it seems like you're not watching, but that's not the truth. The truth of Scripture says that you see us. We're all laid bare before you. And when we do things in secret, it's not really secret because you see. We do those hidden things, those acts of kindness, those random acts of kindness that aren't known. You see them. It matters. You are chronicling everything that we've done in the power of your Spirit. And there, it's never, as I've prayed before, it's never for nothing. There's always a reason. So Lord, I pray for this amazing perseverance that comes. And some of us don't even have the ability to take one more step. We might be hurt by depression or struggling with anxiety, and we can't even think about getting out of bed. But Lord, would you help that person in that place to take one small step? And if they can't, would you just lift their foot so they could have a momentum of moving into that one step? Give us that perseverance that we need, that strength we need to live the kind of life that makes you smile. I pray all of this in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. When life overwhelms you, unburden yourself through prayer, because God is absolutely and completely and wonderfully listening to you today, friend.